brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Well, good morning, everyone. And once again, you may know that this is not Stacy Key. Her voice is not this deep. This is Vic Bolton, and I'm a guest host today, sitting in for my friend Stacy as she travels and conducts her business. And we want to welcome you to another edition of Let's Talk Small Business, the top small business development radio show in the marketplace today. Let's Talk Small Business started a year or so ago, and it's been airing every week at 11:30 on Tuesdays in that time frame. And what we do on this show is interview experts, share best practices, talk about things that are relevant to small businesses all over America. So we want to welcome you into another exciting show. Today we're going to talk about something that is very, very vital. So I want to make sure you call all your friends, text them or whatever, and tell them to get on the radio now. Because what we're talking about is the GMSDC's annual convention, the Business Opportunity Conference and Expo. It happens on the 4th and 5th of May at the Cobb Galleria in Northwest Atlanta. And even if you live out of town, it might be worth a trip to the city for the biggest and the most influential small business development conference in the state of Georgia every year. As we know, as small business goes, so goes America. So it's our job to influence small business development and small business growth and capacity building through the programs and the information that we share on this show. Got an exciting guest with us this morning and want to get right into it. With us today, we have Ms. Florina Oliver. Florina is a longtime veteran of the Atlanta business scene and a event planner extraordinaire, and she's the Vice President of Operations at the GMSDC. So welcome, Florina.
Thank you, Vic. I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We're going to spend the whole show with you because we want to learn more about this phenomenal conference. I share with small businesses all the time that there is a pathway to success, and much of it flows through affiliation with organizations like the GMSDC. The way that I put that together is to say that the Coca-Colas, the ABM, the IBMs, the AT&Ts, the Home Depots, the Delta Airlines, the Accentures, the IBMs, all the major corporations that we deal with and with whom all of us would like to be doing business, they request minority vendors and suppliers through organizations like GMSDC. So I'd like you to share just a tad about your own background before we get into some more about the conference.
Thank you. Be happy to do that. As you indicated, I am the Vice President of Operations at GMSDC. I've been with the council for a little over 7 years now and had various roles within the council from certification, MBE services now to VP of Operations. Prior to that, I spent many years with the Bell system, I should say. I was part of Bell South. I started out with AT&T, went through that whole restructuring to Bell South. And so my career there was I was in consumer services. And my last job with them was I was senior training manager responsible for training for people through the 9-state region. So I've had a lot of experience in building companies, had an opportunity to be part of the building of the old Bell South Long Distance from the ground up. That was what I think was my most fertile training ground, understanding how to build a corporation from zero. And I believe when they ended, they were something like a $3 billion company somewhere around there. So had some experience on that side and now gained experience working with small business owners at GMSDC.
Well, thank you. You mentioned in your discussion the certification process, which is kind of the foundation of what the GMSDC does. Before we get into the conference in more detail, share a little bit about what certification is about and the value of that to a small business owner.
Okay, certification, it is really, we try to phrase it, it's a tool that you can have in your small business toolbox. Whatever your business plan or your marketing plan may be, certification could very well have a role there. The certification process is one that we conduct. It's a very extensive process. And it is one that we conduct on behalf of the National Minority Supplier Development Council, which is our parent council based out of New York City, New York. There are documents, there is information that you as a business owner must supply to us to validate your ethnic minority status. We do this, again, on behalf of NMSDC and also on behalf of the over 300 corporations that are members of our organization, many you have named earlier.
So tell me why certification is so important to the corporations that we serve.
Well, the corporations look at varying types of certification. They look at gender-based, and they look at the ethnic-based, which is the one that we do. And what they're looking for is for us to verify that a small business falls into the category of which they're seeking certification. In our instance, it's ethnicity. So we look at your revenue. We look at your documentation that certifies your ethnicity, because what the corporations are looking for are small businesses that are ready and capable of doing business with them.
And I think it's important to note that there are thousands, even millions of companies seeking to do business with those global brands that we named.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously don't have the resources to talk to all of those folks.
Mm-hmm.
So they look to you to vet the small businesses and to ensure that they are, if you will, qualified and ready to move towards becoming a part of our global supply chain. So it's important for small business owners to realize that that is an access point of sorts to these opportunities, because those companies just don't have the time or the manpower to talk to all the folks that would like to talk to them.
Well, that sort of brings up the three tenets of GMSDC, which are to certify, develop, and connect, and I'm sorry, four tenants: certify, develop, connect, and advocate. Certification is only one piece of what we do. Once an MBE becomes certified, then of course the other four kick in, the development. We work with them through our academy classes and through classes through our other business partners such as SBA, SBDC. And then we connect, and I think we're going to talk about one of the biggest connections today, and that is our business opportunity conference is coming up.
Absolutely. So let's get into that if we can. Small business owners, I hope you heard that. The GMSDC is one of the ways that you can make yourself ready to do business with global brands. There are lots of steps and processes and opportunities out there, but there are also rules and regs and qualifications, and the GMSDC has all of that information to help you get ready to go to where your business wants to go next and to grow and expand. So, the Business Opportunity Expo, this is our 38th BOE. It's hard to believe that the conference is actually celebrating its 40th. The council is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. And we've got things throughout the year all over the calendar that commemorate that. And this is the 38th edition of the Business Opportunity Expo, which we promote as the premier small business development conference on the calendar period in Georgia every year.
Absolutely.
Tell us a bit about some of the things that go on at BOE.
Well, the Business Opportunity Expo, as you said earlier, is one of our premier events. And it's a very exciting time because it is one of the ways that we sort of foster that third tenet I mentioned to you earlier, and that is connection. It is a two-day event. It begins on May the 4th at the Cobb Galleria Center, Convention Center here in Atlanta, Georgia. And those 2 days are packed with a lot of exciting things that I think small business owners would find quite useful. We typically break it up into two sections. On day one is our educational day, and that's where we have, this year we're having nine what we call individual procurement conferences. And let me explain to you, or we refer to them as IPCs. What an IPC is an opportunity to actually meet and talk to corporations and county governments about what it takes to do business with them. And oftentimes, what our corporations and county governments will share in these sessions is also upcoming opportunities. So we're really excited about this. It's a more intimate opportunity to meet with these people. And many of our corporations and our large MBEs. And MBE stands for Minority Business Enterprises, look forward to this opportunity. One in particular I can mention, Worldwide Technology out of St. Louis, Missouri. They said, hey, want to make sure we're on the list to be involved with that. We look forward to coming down to your area, to Georgia. We meet people and we engage. And for some of the small business owners who may not be aware, Worldwide Technology is one of the largest MBEs and largest businesses in the country. I think last year their revenue was somewhere between $7 and $10 billion. So a representative from that company will be participating in our individual procurement conferences.
Worldwide Technologies was actually number one on the Black Enterprise Magazine list of minority-owned businesses this past year. So it's absolutely a serious player in the
industry. Serious player in the industry.
The IPCs are so important because there are so many things that are required to do business with corporations, and they vary from one industry and one corporation to another. For example, there may be bonding requirements depending on the kind of service that you provide. There may be particular peculiarities for insurance that you've got to have in order to do business. And things like scalability are vital. Folks think they want to do business with Walmart without realizing how many million pieces you have to supply in your initial order to fill the stores at an adequate level for inventory. And so one has to have the ability to quickly access ramp-up capital to be able to expand his or her manufacturing capability should one of these folks decide to do business with you. So there's all kinds of information that one may not have thought about that is made available through the IPCs.
Yeah, you bring up a very valid point. The IPCs is an opportunity to gain information that you wouldn't find by researching somebody's website. It's an opportunity for people to tell you exactly what their companies or their governments are looking for in order for you to do business with them. And you mentioned Walmart, and I want to mention them for a moment. When I was speaking to the representatives from Walmart, one of the things they said to me that I found quite interesting is they want people to understand that there is business with Walmart on the shelf and beyond the shelf. Many people, when they think about doing business with Walmart, of course, the first vision you get is, I want to put something on the shelves of Walmart stores. However, there's a plethora of opportunities outside of putting something on the shelf. And those are the kinds of opportunities that the representatives from Walmart will be sharing with our attendees at our BOE.
The world's largest retailer still needs computers. They have to have the floors cleaned and waxed, and what's that process they do, stamping or whatever, the concrete to make it smooth and shiny. They've got to build buildings. They've got to purchase all kinds of other supplies.
And also, another thing that I learned recently about Walmart, Walmart is in the real estate business, mm-hmm. because they also rent out many of you have gone to Walmart stores. You've seen the stores that are along the peripheral. They rent that space out. So there are a lot of opportunities that, you know, and not only are they in that business, they're also in the fuel business. Mm-hmm. They transport fuel. So there are a lot of opportunities with Walmart, what I'm calling beyond the shelf, the shelf and beyond the shelf.
And Walmart is also rapidly becoming one of the largest players in the financial industry with all of the little services they offer in their stores for check cashing and credit cards and debit cards and all kinds of things designed to help folks transact business, money orders, and so on. So anything that Walmart engages is going to usually be pretty large.
A little bit.
So what else goes on at BOE? Talk to us about some of the other things.
That's the first day. We've just talked about all the individual procurement conferences that are going to happen on that day. And you can go to our website. I'd be remiss if I don't mention that. You can go to our website at www.gmsdc.org. There is a tab there, Business Expo. If you click on that tab, it has all of the information that we're talking about today is on that website. You'll see the list. If I'm not mistaken, you'll see a list of who our individual procurement conferences are. And if you want to know more about that, you can always reach out to us to gain more information. But that's day one. We're going to also end day one with what we're calling our prime supplier reception. One of the things that GMSDC is focusing on this year is building prime supplier relationships. We have many corporations, many MBE, and many what we call tier one companies that have prime contracts. And when they have these prime contracts, it affords them to allow, there are many opportunities, should I say, up under those contracts for small businesses and many of our minority business enterprises to participate. So one of our goals this year is to make our constituents aware of those people who have those prime supplier contracts and also introduce those prime suppliers to our MBEs and small business owners. So we're having this reception. It's going to be on our expo floor, so you'll get a preview of what you will see the day before. And that's also that will end our day one activities.
Now, when you talk about the primes, I think it's important to help break that down a bit for our listeners out there.
Okay.
Particularly those who may or may not be a part of the GMSDC family already. Many, many people feel like once the bid has been awarded, the game is over, and it is not. There is a primary vendor to whom the contract's been awarded, but depending on the size of the contract, that company also needs paper and computers and suppliers that can assist them in delivering services to the major corporation. Isn't that right?
Yes. And also what has happened in the global marketplace over the last few years is many of your major corporations have looked at their supply chain and decided that they wanted to do what is called strategic sourcing. They've looked at the number of suppliers in that database and made great efforts to reduce that. So many of them have what they call managed service providers. A managed service provider could be what we term a prime contract. And that managed service provider then goes out and secures other suppliers to provide that service. One of the managed service providers that I'm sure they don't mind me mentioning them, Medisys, which happens to be one of our minority business enterprises, he is a managed service provider for the Coca-Cola company. And as a result, they then go out and get other staffing companies to subcontract up under them to provide the services that the Coca-Cola company is looking for. We have the Grady Health Systems, for example. One of our corporate members, Ronstadt, is a prime supplier. They're the managed service provider for the Grady Health System. Again, Ronstadt would then look to other small business owners to help fulfill that contract. So that there's a couple of angles a prime supplier, should I say, can come from a contract from many angles. Some of them are subcontractors, as you mentioned earlier. And then there are those like the two that I just mentioned, where they're the managed service providers.
And isn't it also the case now that many of the companies, in addition to their own supplier diversity goals in terms of doing business with more women or more minorities or whatever, many, many contracts now also have requirements for the prime or for their vendors to also do business with minorities as a part of the contract, do they not?
Some of them do. There is always a target. In many cases, there is a target that it may be in the contract. It's not a mandate, it's just a target, a targeted goal.
And this is one of the strengths of the BOE, is that it shares with small business owners all of the different ways that you can peel the same banana. There are various ways one can become a part of the mix in these global supply chains besides just the traditional winning of the primary bid.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so that wraps up the day one piece. Now let's move into our day two expo piece.
Yeah, day two is a day that I like the best. That is a day where there's so much interaction and so much activity going on the expo floor. We'll begin that day on day two, which is May the 5th. We will have our ribbon cutting ceremony at 9 a.m. and at 9:15 we open up the expo floor. And this year, I'm proud to say that we are 99% sold out on our booths. So I'm really happy about that. We have some very exciting companies that will be boothing and talking about their products and services. I'm also very happy to say that many of our minority businesses are participating and boothing this year. That's also an avenue that I think many small businesses don't think about. Everyone wants to knock on the Coca-Cola door or the Home Depot door. But as an organization that has over 600 small businesses as part of our constituent base, they too have need for marketing, for website development, for supplies, for furniture, because there are businesses. And many of we have some of our minority businesses that are equally as large as some of our corporations. Worldwide Technology, for an example, I think we can put them up there with some of the corporations, and their revenue will be on par or equal. So we also like to promote what we call that MBE to MBE relationships. That means doing business with other minority businesses. And so you'll have that opportunity as well. Many of our corporate members will be there as well, boothing. Many of them will be just walking the floor. For example, I know Macy's is going to be there to interact with people and just, you know, meet our MBEs. So we'll have a combination. We'll have a combination of corporations booting, MBEs booting, and as attendees, we have a mix of our corporate and our MBEs.
I know one of the thrusts at the GMSDC in recent years has been collaboration. Partnering with other vendors, networking with folks to find out where opportunities are. There are many situations where a pair of MBEs might partner to pursue a bid that neither of them could qualify for individually. So there is definitely a great opportunity in the networking aspect of what goes on the BOE floor, in addition to the opportunities to meet potential business partners and things along that line.
Absolutely. And also, one of the other highlights that I want to make sure I mention is our one-on-one matchmaking sessions. Many of our MBEs who are a part of GMSDC, they are very familiar. This is a very, very popular part of our expo. And just to explain to you what that is, we'll have, I believe it's 48 of our corporate buyers that MBEs will have 10-minute sessions with, where they will have an opportunity to talk one-on-one with these corporate buyers. And we also have what we call virtual matchmaking. We have some of our corporate buyers who are not located in the city of Atlanta, and they have agreed to virtually meet MBEs to also talk about opportunities. So matchmaking is a big, big component of what we do and a big part of what will be going on at the BOE.
Now, in addition to that, I understand that we're going to do a technology emphasis this year. Can you share a little bit about the technology piece that I understand is coming out?
This year, we're going to have what we're calling the Technology Hub. And the Technology Hub will be corporations and small MBEs who will be sharing with the small business owners technology that is available to them. The fact that we're here on Business Radio X tells you the importance of technology in the marketplace. And we wanted to make sure that our constituents, both our corporate members as well as our MBEs, are made aware of what is out there, what's available to them, so that they could be successful and utilize technology to build capacity and capability.
We know technology is becoming a more and more important piece of how we operate, because through the miracle of technology, one can appear to be and can operate like a much bigger company. There was a time when one had to have a certain scale to be able to enter the game. But nowadays, from one's computer, he can look like whatever he needs to look like, produce whatever needs producing, professional graphics pieces, brochures, things like that, that enable that small business to really come to the table and compete.
Absolutely. But one thing, too, I failed to mention, if you don't mind, I want to go back to the individual procurement conference for just a second.
Sure.
Because I failed to mention a new component, and that's probably why it didn't come top of mind, because it is new. But this year, as one of the individual procurement sessions, we're going to have what we're calling a new corporate member panel. GMSCC is always going out looking for those corporate members who would like to be part of our organization to utilize those small businesses that are part of our organization. And so this year, we have a panel of our new corporate members, and a couple of the companies that are going to be there I wanted to mention. One is Meggett Training. Meggett Training Systems, I'm sorry. We're also going to have Argo is going to be there, and NCR. And for those who may not be familiar with these three companies, Meggett Training Systems does live simulation training. I remember visiting their facility, and they showed me firearms from every country in the world. And they provide training for those countries and police officers and that kind of thing. So they're one of our new corporate members, and they'll be on the panel. And then we have Argo, who many of you may know, they do agricultural equipment. They're a manufacturer of agricultural equipment, and they're based here in Duluth, Georgia. Meggett Training Systems is based in Suwannee, by the way. And then we're going to have NCR. Many people probably see NCR every day and pay no attention to it, because just about every ATM machine you go to is an NCR machine. So NCR also is one of our new local corporate members, and they are going to be on that panel along with Incom and I believe it's called First Resources. So these are all brand new corporate members that are going to be at the table. It's going to be a very intimate session with them, where you'll have an opportunity to sit down and talk to them, find out more about their business. What I would recommend, if I was to give anybody any advice about coming to a BOE, what I would recommend is do your homework. Research, research, research. It's very important when you approach a corporate member, whether it's at this BOE or in any session, that you're knowledgeable of their business. You're very knowledgeable of what they do. And so when they know that you've done your homework, that you're knowledgeable of what they do, then you're able to have a more meaningful relationship. Just to give you an example, I was at a national conference, and a young woman came up to one of our corporate members, and the corporate member was Aflac. And she came up to them and said, look, I do promotional items. I know you guys give them away to your agents. And so I want to do business with you. And so the corporate member said, well, have you ever heard of a company called Communicore? She said, no, really hadn't heard of them. Well, Communicore is one of the largest promotional items companies. And they just happen to be owned by Aflac.
A wholly owned subsidiary
of Aflac. That's an instance of not doing your homework.
Well, the other thing that corporations and governments and others will tell you when you go do your research is the kinds of services and goods and products that they actually are looking for. Many of them will make it plain on their website that we acquire the following kinds of stuff from vendors. So if you offer this, 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 or this, so you can figure out whether or not what it is you do fits into the matrix of what it is that they also do.
Absolutely. Because one of the things you'll find at the BOE is you're not going to, as I tell people in the BOE prep sessions that we give to in order to prepare our small business owners for the event, is one of the things that does not happen on the show floor is you're not going to get a contract. That's not going to happen. But there's lots of selling on the expo floor where you're selling yourself, you're selling your business, you're selling your product, you're selling what you do. And you have the opportunity to make the connection and have conversations that we hope will lead to a contract. But this is an opportunity, if you do your homework and you're well prepared when you come on the floor, opportunities will abound.
And I think we need to scale this for folks who may be listening for the first time or not a part of the family. This is not two-bit contracts, although there are many of those. GMSDC facilitated relationships traffic in some $6 or $7 billion worth of revenue every year. Our vendors with the suppliers in relationships that we have facilitated or matched up or had something to do with. So there are major opportunities in play through vehicles like the BOE.
Yeah, the dollar amount, I would never even perceive to put a dollar amount on it, because it can range from a small contract of, say, $25,000 to billions of dollars. Many of our MBEs who have been around for a while have been able to garner $1 million contracts as a result of attending BOEs. Not that the contract happened there, but the relationship and the contact began there that then facilitated a contract.
Exactly. It's a first step to the building of a relationship. Well, before we run out of time today, share just a bit about what the cost involved is. I'm sure there's a registration requirement and some fees associated with being a part of the BOE. Tell us what it costs to come figure out how to get a $1 billion contract.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. We'll hold on that lab piece. But anyway, as I said earlier, you can go to our website at www.gmsdc.org, click on the Business Expo tab, and if you scroll down there, you will see our event pricing. And today, the what I figure is the best ticket for the event is the premium conference, which would allow you to attend both days, and that's $450 per person. And the booth, we're we're just about sold out on booths. So if there's a booth available up there, I'll grab it if I were you. I know when I was leaving to come over here, we were almost sold out on that as well. But you also can purchase a one-day conference pass for just the IPC sessions, which is $150. Or if you want to do one day to come to the expo on the 5th, it would be $300.
I think it's so important for those of you listening out there to realize this is the best investment you're ever going to make in your small business. There are so many different things that come your way and technologies and conferences and things you can attend. There is nothing that is more impactful on a minority small business in Georgia than registration for and 2 days of attendance at the BOE. Would you agree?
I totally agree.
Great. Well, share a little bit about preparation for the meeting and we'll wrap up with that. We need for our small business owners to polish up their elevator pitches and their capability statements and make sure they have cards and brochures. Just give us a 1 minute overview of what you need to do to be ready.
Sure. The number one thing that I think you need to be ready to do to be prepared for BOE, and I'm repeating myself here, is do your homework. We will be posting our exhibitor list today, so you'll be able to take a look at the companies that are going to be there so that you can begin your preparation. Have a plan. Definitely have a plan. Who you want to see, why I want to see them, and have a plan. Of course, your elevator pitch is definitely important. If you've not gone through a workshop like we conduct, do a little research on the best elevator pitch, what you should share, and also have a capability statement. A capability statement is your one-page business resume. We need it to be succinct. You don't want to bring out all your marketing materials at the BOE, because as I tell people in my class, that stuff will be left at the hotel. But definitely bring your one-page business revenue, and then when you have the opportunity to meet with them, then you can share all of your marketing collateral.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Lorena. This is phenomenal. We're at the end of our time together. We could do another half hour on this topic, but I want to thank you for being such an informative guest and for helping our listeners to understand why this is such a value. The GMSDC is clearly the finest small business development organization in the state of Georgia, and so it's really important for folks to realize the value that it offers, and the BOE is just one of many things on the calendar of signature events and breakfasts and luncheons and networking and other opportunities that GMSDC has to offer. Thank you so much, folks, for being with us here today. Remember, as small business goes, so goes America. You've been listening to Let's Talk Small Business.